For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. When celebrating the Lunar New Year, it's tradition for adults to give children red envelopes filled with money and warm wishes. It's less of a tradition for young adults to hand out red envelopes with messages to promote the 2020 census. But it's one of the creative ways people are trying to reach the Asian Pacific Islander American communities in Missouri. KBIA's Annie Lay takes us to St. Louis and tells us about the changes to the census that will affect these communities this year.
Caitlin Tran spends her weekends going to local Vietnamese organizations to promote the 2020 census. The high school student moved from Columbia to Clinton about 5 years ago, and the outreach has allowed her to connect with the Vietnamese community in St. Louis.
So I never really had a lot of Asian influence in my life. And then I moved to St. Louis, where there's a larger Asian community, but I still didn't really know how to be a part of that community. It kind of gave me a hook to outreach into the community.
Tran is a member of the Asian American Civic Scholars, a group that brings together Asian American students from across the St. Louis area. Along with Chao Nguyen, a graduate student at Washington University, Tran has integrated advocacy, culture, and identity into her work.
I've learned to be a lot more connected to my culture. I went to a lot of different places and then met a lot of Vietnamese people, which I wasn't really used to before.
Last month, Tran and Nguyen visited Vietnamese churches and temples to talk to the congregations about the 2020 census. Their bilingual skills allowed them to answer questions in Vietnamese and in English. They passed out red envelopes filled with chocolate coins and information about the importance of filling out the census. But there's an extra reason for this outreach this year. The Asian Pacific Islander American community could be at risk of being undercounted. In January, the United States Census Bureau released a survey report that found Asians were the least familiar with the census compared to other racial groups. Nguyen says language plays a role for older Vietnamese adults.
If they send out a form to the elder house, they don't have a Vietnamese language, right? With the elder, they see it's English, so maybe they will roll away and they won't fill it out. So it means our elder will be invisible next 10 years.
For every person not counted in the 2020 census, the state of Missouri could lose $1,300 federal dollars each year. The data from the census is used to allocate funds for roads, social programs, and schools. In 2018, Governor Mike Parson established the Missouri Complete Count Committee, which serves to develop and implement an outreach strategy to historically undercounted populations, including immigrants and ethnic minorities. John Scheichels, the director of census operations, and his committee are working with local businesses and organizations to get every person counted in the state. For example, the Missouri Foundation for Health and the committee have developed a media campaign to promote the census in 7 languages, including Chinese, Vietnamese, and Spanish.
States around the country know the importance of this, and they're competing, and so we're definitely in competition to get the most people counted.
The Complete Count Committee has more than 200 partners from different regions in Missouri.
The involvement of that community is really unprecedented, and this is not something that we saw in 2010. It's been really impressive.
Even though Tran is not old enough to fill out the census, her work in the Asian American Civic Scholars can help those who are old enough to fill out the form.
I think it's a good learning experience, especially for young people to be involved in political activism and helping reach out to other communities, because it's important for especially young children of immigrants to help their parents or their grandparents learn how to fill out the census.
The Census Bureau is currently mailing out forms to known addresses, and agents will follow up with homes that didn't respond in May and June. For KBIA News, I'm Annie Lay.